if you are doing literally anything without the help of the saints, then you are a complete fool. I'm going to explain to you why, how to truly gain their intercession for the different things that you do, and give you three amazing stories that I've personally experienced from their intercession. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, many people and many Catholics know that the saints are there. Sometimes when they understand this teaching in a very superficial way, they think that the saints are just an example. When they go a little bit deeper, they'll think, oh, the saints pray for me. And that's all true. But so much more than that. Not only are they there as examples, not only do they want to pray for you, but they also want to give you their abilities, infuse their spirit into you so that their abilities plus yours can be fused into one thing. Now, this is why it matters to which saint you pray, because depending on what they developed during their life, they have that merit and ability in heaven. So for instance, if you want to be a better carpenter, and you ask Saint Joseph's intercession, he will literally give you his ability. He'll infuse his spirit into yours, one body of Christ, and his ability plus yours, you'll become that much better of a carpenter. Now, let me give you three stories to show you exactly what this means, because some of you, I think, will misinterpret this, or you won't get the fullness of what and how they can impact you. So the first one is my first experience with a relic. I was on a retreat, and there was a chapel called the Chapel of St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. Now, pick up on the last name. That's why I didn't know who he was, because I've heard of St. Alphonsus Liguori. Had never heard of St. Alphonsus Rodriguez. It was a beautiful reliquary and a beautiful small little chapel. I would go there and pray the rosary. And when I would pray the rosary, holding that relic, I would instantly become absorbed into praying the rosary. Normally, when I pray the rosary, I'm distracted. I'll have like a few minutes of absorption here, and then the rest I'm wandering, etc., just kind of like everyone else. But those, it was incredible. I would become like fused into whatever. It was amazing. And the rosary would pass by so fast, and I was like, wow, that was the most intense rosary I had ever experienced. It was only until sometime later that I found out why. I never knew why. I realized it was the power of the saint working through the relic. And actually, because of that experience, after 3 days of being on that retreat, I held the relic of him and I said, Jesus, please give me one of those. Please give me a relic. Now, a month later, a friend of mine's mother messaged me saying, hey, one of my aunts who was a nun died. She had two relics. I want to give one of them to you. So his relic got me to obtain one of my first relics that I ever had, St. Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, whose feast day is this month. Now, about St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, so he's actually written of in the book, The Secret of the Rosary, and one of the roses, I forget which one it was, but his Jesuit brothers would find him praying the rosary, the Blessed Mother appearing to him, and white roses would come out of his lips when he would pray an Our Father. Red roses would come out of his mouth when he would pray Hail Marys. His rosaries were so intense that she would appear to him, and he would literally make like a cape of petals covering the Blessed Mother, honoring her. Incredible. When I read that, I immediately connected. That's why when I prayed the rosary with him, my prayer was so intense. Second story, I was at a camp for young people, and I was kind of one of the leaders, and there was this thing called the Leap of Faith. It looked like an electric pole, a wooden electric pole, and at the very top was a small little surface that you would stand on. Then you would jump off of that and grab onto this thing. The whole time you're tied on a rope to this thing so that you don't fall to your death. And everyone was doing it except me, because I'm afraid of heights. But I felt interiorly that God wanted me to do it, and I didn't want to look like a coward in front of everybody. So I said, I'll do it. But then I would go up to the pole and then step back and go up to the pole and step back. And I just couldn't pull it off. Well, the Holy Spirit literally inspired me to pray to St. Simon Stylite. Now, he literally actually would stand on a pillar during his time. He lived like in the 300 to 500s, and he would pray to God. He wasn't afraid of heights. He stood on top of a pole and he stood there praying. Somehow he got that inspiration. I think there was others at the time doing this. He became so holy. In his mind, it was very simple. If I stand on top of a pole, I'm higher. If I'm higher, I'm closer to God. He thought very simply. Crowds would come to the pole, and then he would make a taller one to get even further away from them so he could have more silence. More crowds would come. He would make an even taller one. How he ate and did all these things, I have no idea. Don't ask me. But he literally did it because I prayed to him in that moment, and I literally felt a surge of courage come into me. I climbed the pole. I got to the top. And when I was at the top, it felt like I was floating. It was the weirdest experience. I was like, wow, I was almost in ecstasy on top of this pole. I was almost like, I want to stay here and pray just like Saint Simon Stylites. And it impacted me incredibly. It gave me courage that I did not have. That's what was so amazing. I didn't even have courage for heights. I had none. He gave me his. He infused it into me. Do you understand that? Third story happened in Ireland. So we went to Crowpatrick, this mountain that's there where St. Patrick was said to have spent 40 days praying and fasting before the kind of final exorcism of the country of Ireland. This beautiful place. Now, as I was climbing it, I'm not in shape at all, except for just walking here and there, but I wasn't prepared. I wasn't in shape. And the climb up it is horrendously difficult. And they even have stairs super hard. As I was climbing it, I just thought, well, St. Patrick was here. I'm probably walking where St. Patrick was. St. Patrick, give me your strength. And the scriptures that kind of kept coming to me were something like, and I don't even know if they're kind of accurate, but it was something like, you'll be carried on eagle's wings. You'll be like youth running, something like that. These were some of the scriptures. I forget what scriptures I'm quoting, but I would feel like this youthful spirit would fill me. And then I would just start kind of like skipping up the mountain in little portions of it. And I felt like he was speaking to me inside saying, don't be afraid. Stop looking to whether you're going to have energy or not. Give 100% in each moment. Run up the mountains. It was something like that. You'll run like youth. That's what I felt like. And I started feeling like I could see him running with me up the mountain. And then I would run for moments. And then I would fall back into my kind of human self. And then I would feel the spirit of St. Patrick fill me again. And I would run up several hundred yards of the mountain feeling completely energized. It was unbelievable. And it just sort of showed me that St. Patrick was an incredibly energetic saint, youthful in spirit, that just leapt and ran in everything that he did. Incredibly amazing. The saints can help you do anything. So whatever it is that you do, find a saint that was good at that and ask them to do it. Several other saints that I have had a devotion to that have helped me. If you want to love Our Lady of Sorrows, Saint Gabriel of the Sorrowful Virgin, my first relic, don't love her without him. Love her with him and your love will like triple. The rosary. Ask St. Dominic, ask St. Alphonsus Rodriguez, ask St. John Paul II. It was said that when he would pray the rosary, he would become completely absorbed into it, and he would come out like renewed in energy completely. Don't pray the rosary alone. Pray with the saints. Ask them. If you want to cook or you have anxiety, ask St. Martha. She was one of the first saints that God really gave me a devotion to. She completely healed me of most of my anxiety. And every time I cook, I invoke her intercession. And there's many other saints that are there. But whatever it is that you want to do, don't do it without them. They have gained so much merit. They have so much strength and power there in heaven. Why would you want to do anything here on earth without their help? God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.